Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Well, thanks for joining us, Neil. Just another game. That's what you said on Tuesday, which is quite right. You know, your time here is long since gone, and you've been 4 years at FC United of Manchester. Is that a performance you can look at the players and think they've given you everything today?
First half, yeah. Second half, it's one bit absolutely abysmal. You probably heard me. You probably radio's here. You've heard me calling them out now. You think that's good enough for FC United individually, collectively, as a person, as a footballer playing Sunday League football? That is spineless. And gotta be careful what I say. But there's a mentality starting from, apparently, I don't know where, I've gone out of the dressing room, given the game plan. Someone's used the word "we're comfortable" here in the second half. Comfortable. The mentality went out. We're comfortable. You're never comfortable in life, let alone a football game. And that mentality spread. Back four, what did we do? Second half, we let Pondy win every single ball. We let Finn Sinclair have too much time. The first goal's a disgrace. The second goal's even worse. We didn't win a ball in midfield. Linney ran. Linney worked. Linney ran. Linney's got a bit of aggression about him. He's the only one who's got anything in there. Glad Michael Potts was here today. Massive miss. Leadership skills, not existing. You don't go and get beat off Atherton and get beat today if there's something not right ability-wise. Yeah. They'll listen, they'll retain information, they're a brilliant group. We're sadly missing something that's more than just football. And I thought we had it today, you know, with Smith. Went tired, second half, did about 60 minutes. Thought about it with Ennis at times, I thought about it with Murray at times, thought about it with Jones and Halls. What did we do when we went 2-1 down? I'm jumping up and down like a crazed banshee at the side, trying to get injection into the side, and they didn't want to do it, and they got outrun, out-muscled, out-fought, outplayed. And the scoreline, out-scorelined at the end, we got beat.
It's Saturday today, game on Monday. So how and what can you do between now and Monday to maybe change that mindset, change the mentality of the team in order to get that out there on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Broadhurst Park? Well, there will be expectations. We're playing Radcliffe again. It's a bit of a derby. What does a manager do now between now and Monday?
Work, trying to rebuild the squad, pray. You know, is Donoghue going to be fit? Is Woolerton going to be fit? Vincent did some running today. Griffiths just tick another one off. See if we can improve it. We've got 7 days in on two players at the minute. You know, talk to people individually. Change the team. You know, young Palinkas on the bench today. Would he have been phased by Pond? I don't know. I don't think he would have been. You know, but, you know, you're on the back of two clean sheets. So he's got to bide his time, but there was something wrong there. You know, Bobby Grant's going to come and play centre forward. He's going to be nasty. He's going to be horrible. Are we going to give in? Are we going to squeal? Are we going to, I don't know, are we going to win the battle? And, you know, we've got nice footballers. And I built side. Listen, they're great footballers. They are absolutely fantastic. And you've seen at times how good we are. But there's something, there's something. I don't know where it creeps in from. It's today's society that it doesn't matter. I've said I want to win a game of Tiddlywinks. I'll go toe-to-toe with anyone for that. And, you know, maybe it has changed. What I will say is that, you know, we don't come from a good side to a bad side, you know. So we've been good first half. What happens second half is, you know, to me, and I'll say it, it's down to the players second half. And there's not enough ownership of players these days. There's not enough of holding your hand up or saying sorry. That was nothing to do with the coaching staff, the management team. That's to do with mindsets. And, you know, it's up to us now to try and rally them, to try and build them back up, to try and be positive. But there's got to be ownership today that the second half we've let a team again run all over us, and that's not good enough.